Welcome to the Premium Way podcast, a space where premium is not reduced to aesthetics or price tags, but understood as identity, as a way of life. In here, we operate at the intersection of psychology, perception, strategy, leadership, and the invisible signals that decide who gets chosen, trusted, and remembered. Our philosophy? Ditch the stereotypes. Ditch the idea that premium has only one face. Premium was never meant to be sterile. It was meant to be rich in character, reflective of your true core and your dream buyer's deepest desires. Like the finest wine, layered, complex, unique, unmistakable to those who know what they are tasting. Refined without losing its edge, unafraid to be different, and impossible to confuse with anything else. This is the room where the ordinary stops applying. This is where standards are set, not followed, and where premium stops being something that you chase and becomes something you embody. This is your permission slip to succeed your way. I'm your host, Yasmin, and this is The Premium Way. It is time. 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 And welcome to this episode of the podcast that doesn't have a name yet. So as a project title, let's just run and roll with The Premium Way, because that is what my work, my life, my values are about. I live and breathe premium, and I want to make it more accessible to people. Not accessible in a monetarily way, in a way where everyone can just grab it, because there is a lot that premium comes with. And this is what I really want this first episode to be about too. In order to make your brand, your business more premium, luxury even, you have to be so in love with the process. Let me say it again. In order to make your business, your brand more premium, you have to be so in love with the process. And the reason most people fail to establish their business and their brand in the premium league, in the premium realm, is because they are not truly in love with the process. They are in love with the outcome. So when they hear premium or luxury even, they think about, ooh, I can charge higher price tags. But that is just the tip of the iceberg. And that is a result, as I just said. And the result is rooted in loving the way towards that result. And not only walking the path towards that result once, but then maintaining and sustaining it. There is so much work and responsibility that actually comes with premium maintenance, with maintaining and sustaining, because the work doesn't end once someone pays you that high price tag, that high ticket. It actually starts there. That's what I always say. So premium requires a whole different mindset than most of the sloppy mass markets things that work out there. And you know how everyone is talking about over delivery and how much they are over delivering. And maybe you did that too. Maybe you are someone who over delivers too. But when it comes to premium, actual premium, there's an important distinction that we have to make. Because most over delivery comes from a place of doing it for love and not out of love. So when we're over delivering for love, psychologically, that actually has nothing to do with over delivery and everything to do with compensation and focus on the self only, not on the other person that we claim to deliver for. And that sometimes stings, but especially if you're new to my world, hi. We're diving deep psychologically too, beyond just the metrics and tactics and strategies on paper, because you can't leave, especially personal psychology, out of the equation. Because we are the human behind the brand and the business. That means we're driving it, we're running it. We are informing it, everything that we do, our entire business strategy and brand identity and brand strategy are informed by who we are, who the human is behind those actions, behind that business, behind that brand. And so when you look at other parallels in your life where you have been, quote unquote, over-delivering, over-giving, giving more, putting more effort in, so someone that you love or like stays, selling yourself, constantly promoting yourself, that seeps into business as well. And then you enter with this mindset of the more I give, the more love I deserve in return. But that's not how it works. In premium, it is about doing it out of love. And that means being okay with not being reciprocated, especially not directly. And that doesn't mean become a charity and just give forever without any return. That is not what I'm saying. Nuance matters when listening to me and working with me. But what I am saying is there is a very fine line between giving and directly expecting the return, or giving because we just love to give and knowing it will pay off anyways. So let me ask you, in what ways are you giving because you truly love the process? In what ways are you giving truly out of love, not for love already? How can you amplify that? How can you double down on that? Not as in do more, we're doing quality over quantity, but as in how can you really smartly leverage that? In what way is that part of your brand identity and positioning already? Not as in being the peacock doing a mating dance and being like, look at me, how much I'm doing, how amazing I am. But in a way of, hey, this process, this approach, the way we're doing things is intentional. It's part of our philosophy. It's part of our values. And here's why. And here's how you benefit from it. Here's how that contributes to your experience, to your life. Like the tonality, the angle is different. And let me say this very, very clearly. Premium, and I will die on this hill, premium is for the lover girls and the lover boys, the people who truly operate from love, out of love, and not just focus on the commercial side of things. And I don't know about you, but I am just someone who's so madly in love with providing experiences, outstanding, extraordinary experiences. The tagline or the slogan of my brand isn't where extraordinary is the bare minimum for no reason, because I truly practice that. But when you promise something like that, when you claim something like that, you have to back it up. There is no way around it. We can't, it's 2026, we can't just claim big things anymore. And then those things not having any backbone, not having any substance, that will not work. That will put us out of business faster than we could ever establish ourselves. So that's another quote unquote cost of premium. Premium comes with so much responsibility. And what I see very often is that a premium facade is claimed, but the actual things that would make a premium brand truly premium, they are somehow missing because they come with a lot of responsibility. They come with a lot of effort. They come with a lot of demand and requirements. And somehow it's interesting to observe how people are very demand resistant, how they are either rebelling against it, as in, again, the psychological piece. All my life, I've been told what to do. No one comes to me with demands anymore. Or the other side of things, oh my God, I'm so afraid I'll just disappoint expectations and they'll hate me and will talk bad about me and my business and badmouth me and I will never, ever have clients again. And some people swing on the pendulum depending on the mood of the day. Premium requires you to be so regulated. And that doesn't mean you can't be human. But there is an important thing to mention, and that is just because you have a human moment doesn't mean that has to seep into your brand and business. So premium, as you can tell by now, requires a lot of internal maturity first. Because when we're on a dysregulation roller coaster all the time, how can we provide a premium, high-end, congruent, regulated, luxurious feel in the experience and service and products that we provide? It's almost impossible because yet again, we are the source. We are what informs the strategy, the identity, the product in and of itself, the service, the experience. We are the root of that. We are the cause of this effect. And we have to be so mindful and prioritize our own identity hygiene before we even put another action into motion. And this is where I want us to slow down for a second. Because when I talk about identity hygiene, I'm not talking about self-care Sundays or morning routines or breath work before a sales call. You can do all of that. But if all of that is performative, as in, oh, let me just do it quickly so I'm more regulated, instead of an entirely anchored in state of regulation, then that becomes problematic. And I'm talking about something much more confrontational than these add-ons that we do here and there to pretend that we're regulated now. Identity hygiene means being honest about who you are being when nobody is watching. That is the North Star of it. When there is no client on the line, when there is no launch, no applause, no validation loop. Because premium brands start with or are premium because they aren't just premium on the outside. Yet again, it's not just about the facade. It's about the actual spine and backbone and filling of it. Premium brands don't leak in chaos behind the scenes. And again, most people don't fail at premium because they lack strategy. Strategy is the easiest part. But why does the fulfillment come with cracks so often? Because of everything that we're talking about right now. So we don't fail because of the strategy. Many fail because their inner operating system contradicts the promise they're trying to sell. And here's the uncomfortable truth. You can't build a premium brand while resenting responsibility. You can't create luxury while being at war with expectations, and you can't sell stability while living in a constant internal negotiation with yourself. Premium truly asks you, can I be consistent without being dramatic? Can I just strip away all the emotional roller coasters? How many of those do I truly need? And the answer most often is none of them, actually. And premium also asks, can I be regulated without being or becoming rigid? Because that is also a phenomenon I have observed often. When someone ascends into a more premium or luxury league, especially as a personal brand, they came to me and were like, Yasmin, I feel like I've lost my entire personality and spice. No, you haven't. You have just equated regulation with being rigid. And it's not the same. Premium doesn't mean leave out your personality, your spice. Never make a sassy comment or put something controversial or very bold out there. That is not what it's about. Regulation is not about being rigid. Let me be very, very clear here. And this is also where a lot of people misunderstand what ease actually means, right? Because we somehow have created this image, especially the industry that I come from, the online coaching industry, the online education industry, right? So I have been working with personal brands for the past 6 to 8-ish years, depending on what you see as official. But no matter whether that is a space that you are in or you're listening from outside of that, we have been sold this picture or this idea that ease means nothing is asked of me. Ease means I am so aligned with what is asked of me that it doesn't feel like friction. And again, premium and luxury is not about the absence of demand. It's about demand that is and feels actually meaningful. That is, hell yeah. That is yet again representative of the process that you are so in love with. And let's get into an example that illustrates this. If you look at luxury houses, and by luxury houses, I don't mean real estate. I mean Hermès, Chanel, those type of brands. And I'm not speaking about Instagram luxury. I mean legacy brands. If you look at those luxury houses, they are extremely demanding and have come with extremely high standards of their craftsmanship, timelines, people, processes. But because the identity behind the brand is stable, the demand doesn't feel overbearing or overwhelming. It feels very intentional. It feels very normalized. It feels very expected. It feels very, of course, because we can deliver on that. And that is the difference. And if you tune into this as a personal brand and you think to yourself, yeah, obviously when you have a product brand, then there is a clear and stable identity because products don't have emotions. Let me catch you for a second, because just because you have a personal brand doesn't mean you brand yourself based on the volatility of your nervous system and emotion and mood swings on a day-to-day basis. If you do that, you got branding all wrong, lovingly. So when I see people wanting premium prices, because that is the ultimate goal of why people go premium with their brands most often, but they come with a non-premium nervous system, or they want premium positioning with a rather chaotic level of self-trust or luxury branding, but uphold so many avoidance patterns still. I actually think I'm so grateful that people like that get to find my work, because we can clean that up. And then you can come out on the other side of true, actual, sustainable, yet again, sustainable premium. Because premium is not built on performance. It is built on capacity. Capacity is one of the most underestimated pieces of a premium brand and business. And I don't know why it's spoken about so little, but that's what we are here for, okay? And capacity means capacity to hold silence without panicking, expectations without spiraling, money without over-identifying with its existence or absence, clients without merging with them, without giving yourself up for them, and authority without proving, like true, grounded, solid, convicted authority that doesn't have to prove and perform all the time. And that capacity is built in how you live your life first and foremost, and what decisions you are making as a human every single day. Which again, brings me back to the beginning. Let's bridge it. If you are not truly in love with the process, I'm not just talking about the aesthetic of it or the promise of it, but the daily reality of it. If you're not truly in love with the actual process, then premium will always feel heavy. It will always feel stressful. And success will feel very wobbly or temporary, because you don't come with the capacity and the love that is required in order to hold it, reach it, sustain it, maintain it. When you love the process, when you respect this responsibility that comes with it, when you truly love it, when you almost yearn for it, when you honor the weight of what you're building, then premium stops being some goal that you're after. Premium stops being something that you chase as an, oh, we're working towards a premium brand. But premium becomes something that naturally forms around you because you exude that. So your external reality has no choice but to mirror that back to you. And that is the reason the feedback that I receive always is, how do you do it so effortlessly? Because I am it. I live and breathe it. I am premium with every single cell of my body. I don't aspire to be premium. I don't try to build something premium. I don't perform premium. I am premium. Therefore, premium is what I radiate, what I mirror, and what naturally forms around me. So you can tell by now that my way of working, my approach, my POV, my perspective, isn't just premium on paper. It's not just brand strategy. It's not just marketing strategy. It's not just business strategy. It comes with a good portion of identity work, leadership work, psychological pieces and profiling, and shadow work. So what I want to leave you with What I want to end this episode with is this. Take it as a reflection, okay? Where in your brand, where in your business, are you asking your brand to compensate for what your identity hasn't stabilized yet? And what would change if you stopped trying to look premium and instead focused on being someone who can hold premium without a doubt? And that question is juicy. Every single time I ask myself that, it's just revealing the most beautiful things. What would change if you stopped trying to look premium and instead focused on being someone who can hold premium? And that's all for today, my loves, royals and moguls. I'm so excited that you tuned in. Thank you so much for listening, and you'll hear me in the next episode.